Monday night. You know what
Love
that means.
Talk Radio.
Your mind. So keep your head to the sky tomorrow, y'all.
Thank you.
Greetings, O ye dry bones. We want you to keep your head to the sky, particularly tomorrow night, for another celestial happenings will befall all of those in this time zone and place. It will not happen again for another some odd years. We'll all be dead when this happens again. So we need to look at what's going on and take the beauty of it and keep our heads to the sky and embrace tomorrow. Tonight is Free Your Mind Monday, and I'm excited. I feel good. Last week, we had some great shows. I just want y'all to know the listenership is going up. Yeah, I'd like to thank Dr. Gimme for coming on. I thank all of you who made the shows possible by calling in and doing the things that we need you to do is tell others, because we believe this is a show that gives out a different perspective to a lot of things. So, in doing so, I said to myself, it's Monday night, and I happen to remember that a phenomena is going to take place tomorrow on April 15th, tax day, and it's called the Blood Moons. There's going to be four eclipses, but these are special lunar eclipses, y'all. These particular lunar eclipses are in conjunction with Mars and the Sun and the Earth. And the moon will turn tomorrow. For those of you who are on the East Coast, the lower parts of the East Coast will have a very good chance, fair chance of seeing it with nine clouds. The mid of the states, central states, will be able to see it greatly. In the Pacific, not as good. But the moon will turn red tomorrow. Now, for many of you who are not into the symbolism, red is a very powerful color. Is used in a lot of things, considering revolution, sacrifice, and so forth, astrology, and so forth. And so these figures tonight, with all that's going on, I want you to know that everybody in the world will be looking at this tomorrow night. All religion prophecies are claiming to be fulfilled, because you have not recognized the moon turns red in many of the great books, particularly the book of Enoch. Of course, the Bible states that in Revelations that the moon will turn red with as if it's blood. But I want you to know it has a lot of more seriousness behind it, because if you do not know, and before we get with this, gotta go with the goddess Maya, who is a female. And the female power is always there. But we're going to get into this tonight a little bit differently. We're going to do the spirit of Maya. I hope it's in all of y'all minds that tonight y'all want to hear the truth. So we going to get them lies out of here. Justice. We're going to give everybody equal opportunity to make a point tonight. You have 2 minutes. Everybody, 2 minutes to make your point or make a statement, so we can get as many callers on tonight on a variety of subjects, but we're starting the top of the hour off with the Blood Moon. We'll hit a few more as we go on. Harmony. The Earth is and the Moon and the Sun and the universe is in harmony. Otherwise, you'll be kicked off them. It's in balance, because without the balance, you wouldn't be able to stand here and be straight on this circular flying machine that we are on. Reciprocity. That what goes out must come back the way you bring it. In order. Thank goodness the universe is in order. And in righteousness brings all that. These are the principles of the Maya. Now, let's talk about these stars and so forth. Many of you have to recognize that the lunar moon, and I know many of you do, it has power over you as well, because the moon has gravitational pull on our oceans and so forth. That means if your body is made of 3/4 water, that means it has, the word lunar has been put to the word called lunatic, which sometimes It is contributed to the woman during the time of her menstruation. She turns into a different personality. And many say, oh, something wrong with you. You're going crazy. Well, tonight, this prophecy goes way back also to Kemet, but I know many Christians will use it as their Bible, but it goes to the God of none who is over the canopy of heaven. She stretched forth. Just look in the Google it. She stretched forth, and above her is the stars. Some will say that she is menstruating back into her rightful place. And, of course, the symbolism of blood was also used during Egypt when the so-called Israelites turned. Put this. All right, I'm back. They ain't gonna stop for us talking about this tonight. So as you know, the woman was utilized as the moon, and the male was the sun. And because of this astrological situation that's there, they became symbolic. And today we have so many situations that we are using this symbology on that many of us do not know. The word anthropomorphic, I would like for many of y'all to look up. It means we take celestial happenings, phenomena, planets, and we apply human characteristics on them. So when I say Sagittarius, you'll see a woman or you see a man. You know, if I say Aries, you see a goat. When I see these different things, I add a symbology to esoteric, or not, I add a symbology to what I'm seeing in the star system to make it more understandable to those we are teaching. And so this went on with the ancients. Now you notice it says four blood moons, and I want y'all to look that up. Those of you who got the email, those of you who are on the internet, you can see the slide presentation. It's a very good one. Is being used as four. Now four, I'm going to break this down. Four elements, four cardinal points. I just played the universe as earth, wind, fire, and water was missing out of theirs. But water, then you got the four cardinal points, north, east, south, west. Then you have different other connotations for four, like foundation, which is why the tribe of Judah had to be the fourth son, meaning Leo. The astrological sign for Leo, Judah, is Leo, the lion. Then you have where the name of the Hebrew God is Yahweh, which they use in four consonants, meaning the tetragrammaton, meaning four. And also, there are so many other connotations that are being used. But for those of you tomorrow, y'all need to study this and get into this, embrace this. Because being that we have lost the female principle, and I'm going to turn the mic over to everybody in a few minutes. We lost the female principle. We're under a masculine society. We've been talking about this through all our shows. Pedestrians everywhere. The woman is kept in most of the three great Western religions. She is subservient. She is a nun, meaning she don't get none. Then in other religions, you can't see her body, but her eyes. And then in others, you know, she cannot be in the synagogue. Now, these are what we call patriarchal, not maternal, but patriarchal religions based off man only. And being that this is what I'm going to say, some things may offend those of you, but many of you pray in every format is he, him. You do not ever say her. You notice that. Now, in the ancient world, that would not have sit well because you have the goddess Isis, or Set, you name it. We got it. Nut. We got so many. Then you get into the Roman gods. You got Diana. You got so many of them. You get into even the Greek gods. Somehow, up until that point, the woman was taken out. And now, she's about to return. These symbols that are across, and I tell everybody, look into the stars. That's why they call them Eastern stars. That's why Jesus was so-called found with a star system, which is Orion. What we have done is they have taken us away from astrology. They have told us it's wicked. So many of us are frightful of it. Let me let y'all know that Lucifer is a star system. It's Venus. It's the bright and morning star. If you notice, Jesus even himself said he was the bright and morning star. So how would you fix that right there? So all this is coming into play because one thing, and I'm going to give you a principle of the ancients. It says the stars are the eternal beacon of light in the heavens to remind us of our destiny. And we have lost our position. When our people was on the Underground Railroad, they knew to look up for the North Star. Benjamin Banneker, who made the first almanac, he had to be the Grand Master because they did not try to kill him, even though he did have something to do with the construction of DC in an astrological formation. He gets not much credit, yet he had the first Farmer's Almanac to teach those in that time frame. And I hate to say that, but he taught them how to grow their crops. Now, was he the only one who knew? Could not have been. Let's be sensible. There was a vast country here. People in the West knew how to do it. People in the middle of the state. So he was not the only one. He was one who taught them how to do it. But let me get to the female part of this. And then we're going to turn the mics over. There was a time where the New Age movement was controlled by a woman. Her name was Madame Blavatsky. The Wiccan movement, which will be in high gear tomorrow. I guarantee you all Wiccans will be doing a ritual tomorrow because they understand what this principle is. But she brought this in the late, I say, 20s when they were bringing in all that. And I want you to know she was one of the first women. Now, many of you are not going to like this either. She was able to open up Masonic lodges. Look this up. A woman. Her name is Madame Blavatsky. She comes from that same area of the Khazars. And she was able to open up the lodges. So somebody's in line again. And she's in full regalia, everybody. So look her up. Put her name in Masonic garb and you will see a woman wearing the regalia. She hung out with Aleister Crowley later on. He learned from her. And they put together some of the most profound esoteric books out there. And I must admit, I read some of them there, and they're pretty, because guess where they got most of their knowledge from? Kidding. They reinvented it again. I'm going to stay on that for a minute. They reinvented it again. But let me read you something of what it says here, and then we're going to go into the calls. If one has a single one occult symbol out of the overwhelming amount of secret symbols to capture the essence of the kingdom, it could be the yin and the yang sign, the Chinese cosmology sign used for the new spiritualists to disguise between black and white magic, but it really demonstrates the acceptance of both good and evil, light and dark, male and female. I want y'all to know that some people are worshiping this on a high level as Mars. Mars is the Roman god of war. And right now, we are at war. The whole entire planet Earth. Remember I said the dry bones? I said that when the winds blow, it'll blow from the four corners that will make the bones come together. That is the prophecy, and that's the reason for me naming this Dry Bones Connection, because it is about to blow. Their signs and symbols are in the stars. They have calculated under their calendar, which is the Caesar calendar. They are not. We are not under the rightful calendar. Many of you know this. We are under their calendar. So their time frame is designed for what they are going to introduce and do. That is why it's called the New World Order. The reason for this order is because they are copying the ancient order of the great pharaohs of the world. They will introduce the in Washington is a woman. She will be unveiled, but her eyes are closed now, but they will unveil her eyes. And they will create their new order of laws that give no rights. Now, if y'all look this up, these movies are coming out. Noah, the Jesus story. All these stories could be used by interpreting this situation, which is a astrological phenomenon, and make everybody believe that the Bible is fulfilling itself. In reality, it is bringing back the female principle. Because the goddess Nut, if you look at that hieroglyph, which is etched in stone, she is across the earth. Her whole womb is. But they will teach you something else. So many of you in the church world, I say be very, very careful that the Ray Hagees and those on TBN will use this as a fair tactic and have you so afraid that you would give millions of your money to them for some shelter that they're going to be in. Believe me, many of you should embrace this phenomenon. It is from the heavens. In the heavens, it says, as above, so below. So we must understand that. I'm going to just give you a little bit of history about some of this before we get in the call. And I know some of the people have done. I thank all you who do the research to bring to the table. I thank my brothers up in Tampa who've been bringing up some great stuff, sisters in Atlanta, New York, Texas. I appreciate y'all, and all around for giving me emails and telling me some of the topics you want to hear. And we got some good ones that are going to be coming up. But this one here is based off the male and female sexual reunion. America was built on a Masonic astrological design. You have heard this before. Farrakhan said it at the Million Man March, so it's not new. It's only new if you never looked it up. Every point has a horizon that the sun positions perfectly. Also, these same lines of longitude and latitude are also used. So tomorrow, it'll be a great event because the whole world will witness this phenomenon. And it is a phenomenon. I want y'all to know it's two moons. One is the blood moon and one is the black moon of death. We might discuss that a little bit later. The black moon of death is used in rituals to actually kill high officials. If you look at any of the high officials being killed, you'll notice that it was done on the black moon, which is symbolic. I want you to know that we're not making this up, because Nancy Reagan, who was Ronald Reagan's wife, said he made all decisions from Jane Dixon, who was an astrologer. So we know that they're using astrology. We know that they are using the powers that our ancestors have given, yet we have forgotten them and been made to be afraid of them so we cannot embrace them. So let me open up the mic to the first call. I know she was on here and my brother was on here, so let me get them in here. If you want to get on these calls tonight, hit the number one. Hit the number one. And you will be on, you will light up, and I will know you want to talk. So I'm going to hit those who are on the line tonight and get them on first. Just let you know that there's a lot to talk about. We got the Patriots having a movement down in, I think it's Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken, where they had to confrontation with the feds. All this is going on. They still haven't found the plane. We done told you where the plane at. We had some good information, and we started to find out that's where the plane is definitely at. There ain't no thing, it couldn't go no other place. We told you about all the stuff that's going on with the Middle East, Israel, United States, Russia. All this is going on. We have a four-corner pandemic of violence. My brother, Dr. Ngimi, told you about Africa. We all should have something to say about that. How can we watch what's going on in Africa, knowing that we are the biggest consumers? And that way it says, come out of her, my people. Because we are consumers of all that is corrupt. Let me get everybody in line. I'm going to go to the first caller here. You've been here with me first. Go ahead, 515217. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing tonight? Well,
what's up, brother?
I'm just listening. I'm a student tonight because all this is new to me, and I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Well, you could make a comment. It's free your mind anyway, so if you got something you want to, I will say this. You sent me some very, and I'm going to tell the people that we will have those of you who love Michael Jackson, who are big Michael Jackson fans, he sent me something today that kind of convinced me that there is something going on. And Michael Jackson also gave you instances on his album, Blood on the Dance Floor, which is red. The floor is a checkerboard. And so those of you who are in this type of symbolism, we will try to explain to you best we can. They're trying to tell us something. They can't tell you direct because if you tell a person something that's direct on a high level, you can be killed. Understand that, people. There have been many people who have been taken out. Some people being taken out right now. Some of these bankers and so forth. So it's absolutely true. But we will get into that,
well,
Michael Jackson. And go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I'll give you time.
Well, on that note, I just want everybody to know, all evidence show that Michael Jackson may have it's more likely he faked the stuff to save his life. A lot of people thinking, yeah, he's dead. No, don't believe that. Everything that's being done is done for a reason. One thing I want y'all to know about Michael Jackson, he practiced and he done everything he ever done, it was already rehearsed. He's been rehearsing for years of faking his death. A lot of people may not know that. Michael used to send mannequins of wax of dolls of himself to the hospital in an ambulance. He used to do these things. And Michael Jackson was at war with Sony. I don't know if you know that. Michael was he was into it with Tommy Mottola about his music. He only had one album left to do. Then he was going to leave Sony, and he was at war with them because he said, you can all look this up. When he leaves Sony, he owned half of it. He owned half of Sony. And they was mad at him, so every time he tried to do an album, they would shut it down. And Michael wasn't making no money. Then also,
now Don't tell too much now, because
okay.
I want to have you come on so we can, yeah, because you get ready to tell the whole story. But let's say this.
Okay.
Those of you who doubt what he's saying, he sent me some tapes, some to look at. One of the person that I would suggest y'all look up after y'all get a chance is Pearl Jr. Just put in Pearl Jr. in Google, and pretty convincing stuff. I can't say we need to look at it more, but I'm going to do a show. You're going to come on. We'll set up for next week and give everybody a chance to look this stuff up, and we're going to kick it because I thought that was very provocative. And letting you know, everybody, that the doctor was in the secret orders. So anytime you want to doubt it, just look it up. This thing is well orchestrated. It's hard to believe, but see, they have made people who come out to find the truth and seek the truth. We are made to sound crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you heard that, brother. Oh, that's crazy. You crazy. You know, you out your mind.
Uh-huh.
But I've been saying things like this for years. We talking about two decades for people to finally say, hey, it ain't too far-fetched what you used to talk about. So, no, I don't feel bad about it at all. But I will say this. If you're one of those people who are always being told you're crazy, guess what? You're doing a good job because they're the ones who are always denying what's going on. Let me take some more calls. I see here. Let me take the next one. We're going to go down the line, and if we get a lot more, let me get 8848. 8848, are you worried about any comments about the...
Go ahead. Hi, Brother Drybone. How are you, Brother Drybone? I am very happy that you are explaining this because it's funny that yesterday in the meteorologist in the Hispanic channel, it was saying that, you know, they say that this eclipse, because it's red, it has, you know, certain connotations, and he was like saying, but that's not true. I'm like, no, I'm not going to believe you. Because I know that there has to be a kind of connection why it would turn red. But it's funny you mention about like rituals. You know, like when I came into knowledge that I left the church system, you know, that word, the appointed time, was always there. And also, when I discovered about the truth behind, you know, the pagan celebrations of Christmas, the Wiccas and all that, they take an unborn baby and they sacrifice it on a full moon. So everything happens around the full moon.
Right.
Exactly, because it's a very powerful energy. So, I'm glad you...
Go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm glad that you touched up in this because a lot of things that you have explained right now I didn't know about, and I didn't even realize that a lot of Wiccas and warlocks will be getting together tomorrow because it's very important. Being that the moon is going to, you know, be in the state,
That's right.
Very important for them. And also, today when I was doing my taxes, I thought about it just came to my mind. I said, why is it that everything has to, that the deadline always for the taxes is April 15. And since, mm-hmm. you know, I'm into numerology, but I don't know about it. So I don't know if you could explain that. I highly appreciate it because I'm trying to say 4 plus 1 plus 5 or 15 and 4, and that's just my mind trying to decipher, the meaning of it.
And that's good because 4, April is the 4th month. I said again, always is donated as foundation. Everything with a 4 in the mystical numerology is foundation or the chief.
Okay.
So you got 4, you got the 1, you got the 1 to 5 to 6, and you weren't making that up. When you see 4 and to the 6, you get 1 and 0. So that's infinite. So you have a lot of connotations when they put these things together. They didn't just pick that date off the top of the head. Let's make it off April 15th. They sat down and they thought about it in a magical, numerological way. And that's what they're doing. And they've been doing this ever since they've been here. And we originally was aware of it. We was able to fight off some of it. But over the decades, of course, we have lost so much of it. We cannot probably do, only the older generation, thus the ancestors, they're dead. Most of them couldn't, we have no way of really knowing the type of things that we have lost because, of course, we're in an electronic age. Many of us are claiming to be you're not touched by anything. How could that be? Wi-Fi is everywhere. Wi-Fi is everywhere. You cannot not be vibrating properly because Wi-Fi and cell towers are everywhere. So we have deceived ourselves in believing, some of us, that, oh, I'm healthy all day long because I'm doing such and such. These people have made it so. They have designed and strategically placed these places. Now, people who were telling them that this was crazy got laughed at. One of my earlier guests, Brother Fauntleroy, was one of the first to try to get a cell phone tower out of Liberty City, and they fought him tooth and nail. Now they don't. Now they realize it transmits energy that's bad. We're high vibration. That's going into low vibration, so it messes us up. But this is what all this is about: the spell that they have been placing on us because we think the Earth in a different thought, and they know the Earth as a working instrument, and they use that working instrument to their betterment. Now, I'm not saying all of us don't know. I'm just saying that there's many of us who don't know, and that has a big problem that's going on. Let me go to the next caller. Y'all keep it going. We're going to hit everybody. Still out of lighting up. 8557.
Greetings, Brother Drybones.
All right, bro. How you feel?
I'm doing my best. Yeah, I just want to say that, I had no idea. I was not aware of the blood moon tomorrow. And so I'm listening. I'm being enlightened and learning in the process. So definitely keep the message going, and I hope to hear from more of the sisters tonight as well. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm hoping that all y'all look this up because when we did a few shows back, we claimed that they are using scientific management. Scientific management has to do with taking you out of your conscious state, your natural state, and putting you into a robotic state. So we're going to transhumanism. This was talked about by Madame Blavatsky back in that era when her and Huxley and your boy Aleister Crowley. Doesn't Aleister Crowley look like Barbara Bush's, George, the older Bush's mama, daughter? Take a look at her one day. That rumor was out. So there is a lot of, I won't say magic, because magic has some good behind it. This is playing witchcraft that they are doing, and they know it by using reverse spells that will definitely dumb the whole population down, and they're using three of the great ones. Now, before we talk about this, and everybody get mad, most of these blood moons, you would not believe, has to do with some of the Passover and some of the scriptures that is in the Hebrew Bible. I want everybody to know that the Hebrews, as well as some of the Muslim religions, worship the moon god. Look this up. Don't take my word. Look up moon god worshipers, and you will find that they were moon god worshipers. And so, you know, they knew the principle of that. So this is not nothing new to them, but they are now claiming that the prophecy of building the Solomon Temple 3 is when this is supposed to take. Now, let me let you know, there's four of these eclipses going to happen. They don't stop until next year. So we got four of them within this, tomorrow, until 2015. So we're gonna see four of these until 2015. And they're gonna be sequenced. Those of you who want to see the sequence, go to the site and you'll be able to see the sequence. But this has a lot of connotations for those of you women. Realize the Earth, the Moon, and now Mars. Now Mars is only being reflected off of the Sun. So that's what's making it red. So that has a lot to do with the conjunction and the alignment. Now, these alignments have a lot to do with time frames. We are already in the age of Aquarius. These are the signs. We should be happy to see the changing. We didn't see them in the age of Pisces. Now we see them in the age of Aquarius. These enlightenments will cause different vibrations to our bodies based off how we are made out of water, the molecules. I can't even get into all that right now. There's too much. Let's go to the next caller. 777.
Hey, good night, Brother Dry Bones. How you doing?
What's up? How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, brother. Just enjoying and listening up on the tonight's topic, and I'm not as well versed in it, but I've read up a little on it a little bit. But I wanted to just ask and make a comment. But the comment would be, during this cycle, and that being that the power, being that the powers that be is well aware of these cycles and their principles and how to utilize them, how is it that on the opposite end that we, I guess the common man or and woman, are not able to maybe combat it? I know we can say we can blame it on being ignorant, but isn't there a natural balance in order that takes place? So could it be? It can't be all doom and gloom. It could be a natural balance that's being rectified or naturally.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. I'm glad you asked that question because it is not all doom and gloom. Now we are studying. I want y'all to listen carefully. We are studying from a branch of a religion called eschatology. Eschatology. I'm gonna spell it so y'all take it down. As eschatology, eschatology.
Yeah.
And that particular branch of theology is only concerned with the end of the world or the end of humanity. This is who we are learning from, this particular branch. We're not learning from the branch that teaches what we have, that branch out there, but they don't get the focus of better life, earth renewal, earth can replenish us, earth is powerful, sun is powerful, we need the moon. Those are not taught on media. The people who control that branch of theology has control of the media. So gloom and doom is all they talk about. And y'all look that up. That is a branch of theology at a high level. And notice everything that happened good, 2012. That was just showing the sun was going into a new house. But yet they had us going scared because the movies they put out, 2012, the end of the earth. Every year they had an end. I mean, 2000. I remember when Prince had 1999. We thought 2000 was the, what was that computer thing was supposed to happen? You remember?
2000.
Had us all nervous then. That's because this particular branch, which I just named, sole purpose and concern is only with end of the world prophecy. They look at nothing but gloom and doom. And because they are in the power seat and they are wearing red. Now, we say, who's wearing red? I want y'all to pay attention to this. When Obama and any other dignitary goes to the Vatican, he has on red shoes. He has on a red hat. He almost looks like Santa Claus. Okay? Dorothy, her shoes, we had a show about the Wizard of Oz. Her shoes, they turn red. So these symbols that have been given to us throughout all our lives, and we have not yet picked up on them. Let me go to the next caller, and we'll keep you back in there.
I want to make a quick comment.
Well, Herb, make it quick now. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have to also keep in mind that in the ancestors, especially in Kemet, even Set had his equal, which is a female. And
right.
They all walk with the Ankh. So there was an order and a balance even in the chaos. So we can't get caught up, wrapped up too much in the doom and gloom, and understanding
right.
that it is part of the grand scheme, grand equation, of the universe. So our ancestors did acknowledge that, and it does have a time our purpose is to kind of basically acknowledge when that time is coming about and begin to prepare ourselves physically, mentally, to you know, and take advantage of this energy principle when it comes into this domain,
right.
I could say. So that's what
right.
I wanted to say. Just remember that balance is the end, is the end result, and try to lean towards that, and don't get caught up too much in the doom and gloom of the whole.
That's right.
Concept.
That's right.
Because our ancestors did say, even in the chaos, they had the balance. So Seth had his unk. Horus had his unk.
That's right. And that's what we're saying, that they are giving us only gloom and doom, and that makes us fall into this fear. When I say embrace this phenomenon, tomorrow should be embracing. We should all be out and looking at that. Keep your head to the sky, and it'll show you why. It will show you why. And that's something that, you know, we need to look at. But we've been told this is wicked. And that has a profound effect on us because we've been scientifically managed for all these years. Let me go to the next caller. Go ahead, 2535. 2535. All right, I'm going to get ready to go. 2535.
Hello.
All right, let me go to 0262.
Hey there, Dry Bones. This is Mary Neal. How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Mary? How you feel, sister? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. You know, I want to comment on what the young lady said about numerology. And this is, I don't know about mystical meanings or anything, but the peculiarity began 410. 14, and it will continue through 4/19/14. Now, if you write down the date between 4/10/14 and 4/19/14, they're the same, backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If you write down 4/10/14, you begin with the 4 and 1/0/14, and reading it backwards, it's 4/1/0/14. And it goes on that way from the 10th through the 19th. And it's the same date, backward and forward, and that is very interesting.
Oh, yeah. That is actually called grammatia. It's an art of numerology that each one of our names, if we were to look at our names, it has a numerical number for our names, like D might have 5. So each one of our names have a pneumatic character to it. So spelling of names have also came into play in the writings of some of these names of people that they named them. So just to let you know that's very common in that era. Just to let you know that there has been like the number 666. Though many people thought it, have not really researched it, but 666 is the number of man, the reason for it, because it takes 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 atoms to make us. So
wow,
that's the reason why they say, can you give me the number of man? But they didn't put the protons and the neutrons behind the 6. They just let you say 666, and they kept that out. So it made it seem like it's so mystical, but in reality, it's the makeup of man. So it's very interesting of how the numbering system is brought into it. I think all of us should really take a look at Grammatia and make sure, because even the Bible and many books are placed pneumatically in different situations so they can have end up with an equation. So they have it all going on through books as well. Very, very interesting topic. And I hope to get you on again so we can have a good discussion on what you're doing, the good works that you have been doing and continue to do. And I hope we can find time to come to us anytime you want. I really would appreciate that, to have you on here, because people don't know you've been championing for the mentally ill and those who are in prison mentally ill, and I don't want people to know that we got fighters out there. They fighting. They in the trenches. So it is no all gloom and doom. We are really out there. I thank you, sister.
Well, thank you, Dry Bones, and I want you to know that tonight on Human Rights for Prisoners March on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to discuss the Houdini powers of black men. Black men are able to get out of handcuffs behind their backs and retrieve a gun that was hidden despite being searched 2 and 3 times by veteran police, shoot themselves in the head or in wherever, and then put their handcuffs back on before they die.
Oh my goodness.
Black men, yeah. I'm telling you, my hat's off to you, brothers. You are got Houdini powers. Or we got some dirty murderers who are doing this, and they're not even taking gunshot residue tests from their victims because they want to lie and say that this brother and that brother, and there have been 3 or 4 recent murders of black men in custody who were handcuffed behind their backs, and they supposedly shot themselves despite being handcuffed behind their backs and despite being searched. So we're going to discuss that tonight. And I just want to say real quickly that I'm a Christian.
One thing.
I'm a Christian, and I believe that the signs and wonders in the heavenlies do warn us that time is short. So time is short, and it's time for everybody to be aware of what's going on. And there's a whole lot of this mysticism and a lot of satanic worship, and all of that is true. But in the final analysis, I believe that God has this. He's going to control this, and the enemy will be defeated. Thank you, brother.
No problem. The rest of that radio show, you're going to be on what time that comes on?
Yeah, it comes on at 12 o'clock midnight Eastern time, and it's called Human Rights for Prisoners March. We do a march on the Internet for Human Rights for Prisoners, and they don't even care anything about hiding their crimes anymore. They shoot people who are searched and handcuffed and locked in the back of police cars. You know about it. Chambers Carter was one. They did one recently. They did another one that got very little press. But we're going to discuss these Houdini powers of black men tonight, and that's called the Human Rights for Prisoners March. I sure would like it if you were able to come and talk to us about these cold-blooded acts.
Yes, I appreciate that.
To our men. And so it's horrible.
Yeah, that's what
and yes, their day is coming. The day is coming when all of this mess is going to be revealed. And I thank you for helping to reveal this mess that these people are doing, all this witchcraft and all of this. We're going to hear which big stars or which big politicians they take out this week. But in the final analysis, it's nothing but cold-blooded people who don't care about other people's right to life. That's what's happening.
That's right. I appreciate you, sister.
Yes.
Y'all heard it. Please, y'all who can stay up late at night, y'all do that call and get involved. We got to get involved. That's something brother told me today. When we talk about involvement with certain groups, how they come full-fledged and they come ready. We're going to have to take that stance. Did you hear what she just said? They're killing. That could be any of us. I know I've been arrested. And they could, thank goodness I didn't have a crazy cop because I ain't do nothing enough to go to jail. But the fact that they can't arrest you on some of the slightest things, and if you don't have the demeanor sometimes to fight and mastermind, it's a chess game. You got to know how to talk with them. You got to scope them out. Do they look aggressive? Some of these cops are taking steroids. They in the gym looking all built up. They're aggressive. They want to kill. And they got people from the military who got out, who's been around killing. They're the easiest people to have you. You know, they don't mind killing. They joined the army to do that. So they come back with a job. Hey, now I'm going to say this. Witchcraft is involved with some of this. They taking the bodies. I know this don't sound. They taking the bodies, y'all. It's called body organ. It is the most lucrative business on the earth. People are eating human beings all the time. Has never been stopped. Have not going to be stopped. They will eat a whole body so good. They will butcher you so bad. They will take a buttocks off you. They are excellent at carving up human bodies. I've seen a video one time. So these are rituals. And our body parts, y'all know the story. Some of these body parts that are melanated have high contents that some of these rich people won't. And they have no problem. Let's understand this. The police are not really officials. They're not officers. We call them that because we've been brainwashed to call them officers. They really are high-paid security guards for the corporation. They no longer look out for the community. The fact, the reason why you know that is because they have no problem working overtime to do some of the most craziest things. They are there to protect the corporate interests, their buildings, their financial district. That's what they're there for. And they must have enough blacks in the prisons to make the money on Wall Street, because we showed y'all that on one a couple shows ago, that this is lucrative to have somebody in prison. Let's go to the next call. This is we heating up, y'all. Hit the number. I see y'all lighting up. Let me get 6789.
Oh, what's up, Dry Bones? What's going on tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, wonderful, man. Good to hear you sounding wonderful out there. How you feeling?
Let me tell you, I don't even know where to start because there's so much I want to say, so I'm going to try to keep it brief. I've been listening. I'm going to try to skim over things quickly. First, I want to deal with the woman entity that you started the program off with, which was beautiful. And just to let you know, that's how it's going down with them right now. It's like that the blood moon and the moon cycle and all of that. They understand all of that. That's ancient. Our chemic history. So at the end of the day, why you think Hillary Clinton is going to be the last president of the United States?
No.
The woman is always going to end it. The woman is always going to end it in the cycle. I just want to put that out for the people. If they didn't really understand that, let me bring that
there
on. Let me build on this for a minute. Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president and end the cycle of all of this. Then we're going to go into the new. We enter the sun cycle. The woman is going to end it. It ended in Egypt with Cleopatra and Mark Anthony, and she's going to end it here. And they know that already. That's why they've been gearing up. Obama, born in the Phoenician cycle for the of color in this country, everything is geared up towards the text of ancient Egypt. They follow it to the letter. I'm not even mad at them because they're following it. The next way to end it is going to be with the woman president. And then after she's done, it's over. It's going to be something brand new coming in. And I don't even know if people really even understand that at all. But that's how it's going down. They taking out all the
text
and they doing what they have to do.
I'm going to tell you how I know that you are on point. Rupert Murdoch, everybody, the mogul who owns most of Fox and all the rest of Com and all the rest of these media, he said, Hillary, I can see that as president. They asked him about Hillary Clinton. He said, Hillary, I can see that. Now, that goes to show you that what they have already, and many of you know, and don't if you don't know, Hillary and Obama got lost two elections ago. They're in Chantilly, Virginia, and they got lost together. On the plane,
they killing two birds with one stone.
Right, and they killing two birds with one stone.
They gave you a black president, and they're going to end it with a woman. It's beautiful.
That's right.
That's how they doing it.
They both were lost, and they told Hillary, "You hold tight, and you'll be next." Now I want y'all to know something. Now these are some serious things because Hillary was smoothly taken out of Benghazi, y'all. And she got out of that real smooth. She didn't even have to go to court. She went to court and said, I can't recall. So then you got to realize they executed Gaddafi which is supposed to be war crimes according to the Nuremberg Trial Treaties. Now, they are breaking treaties every day. That's why I can't take these treaties people telling me what they believe in, because, I mean, they're breaking the heartbeat. They got her not to testify. They killed Gaddafi. They have killed Saddam Hussein. They have got Noriega. They have gotten everybody against the Geneva Convention, articles, and so forth. They just said, screw all that. They're killing any leader who does not go along with their monetary order. And right now, we are in a political, and I think politics, I hate to tell people sometimes, they call the lady about the GMOs, but I figure GMOs are something that worth talking about, but politics in Greek means bloodsucker. And we got some of the most vicious
vampires. But let's keep it real. But let's take it to the next level, though. You're right. But this is a spiritual battle that's going on right now. When you're talking about the moon being red, that signifies spiritual beings and energies that's in play right now for us down here. Now, it's not going to be all good for us. That's the other area I wanted to drift it off in for just a second. We're in the bottom half of a circle, okay? For all y'all who don't know what I'm talking about the smart circle of life, of the universe. We're in the bottom half, bottom, which is three, okay? In rock bottom three, Caucasians, the second half, they are the rulers of this. We cannot rule at the same time in the same space and time. So somebody's going to be the ruler. And somebody's going to be the subjects in any spot. And for ours, we the subjects, we the pawns at the bottom of this, trying to get our way back up to the top. You were talking about, I wanted to build on ethers and non-ethers and six ethers, the energy and gases that's inside of us, that spirit
right.
beings feed off of, that give us where we are today. Well, we at the bottom half of this right now. So we basically going to have to endure a lot of stuff, be wise, and look and see what's really going on. But the plan is they fulfilling what our ancestors already had done. It's nothing new under the sun. They just doing what's been done through ancient times over and over again. We outside looking in because we are now the pawns watching them do it. We heard about it in Egypt. We heard about it when they came in and they took over Sudan, when our ancestors, the Pygmies, and everybody was in power. But we never actually seen it. Now we're going to witness it because it's happening to us. So my thing is the best way is to know what you know. Try to help yourself. Try to see what's going on and don't be blinded by they trying to
That's
tell
right.
you because they're following our plan anyway. You know what I'm saying?
And they're doing a good
job. The woman again. The woman is God, man. At the end of the day, the woman is God. There's no way you could.
All right. Okay. Well,
and it's funny because they try to discredit her. One more thing. They try to discredit her at the beginning of anything. They start mankind. Like, if you really wasn't trying to diss the woman, you would be like humankind. Like, come on. Really? Mankind?
Right.
It's like it's male dominated. Like,
And that's what. Now, again, thank you, brother. I'm going to bring everybody back up. We got a lot of time.
You're welcome.
So I'll bring you back. Before I go to the next car, and I see you on the line, 81877, you'll be on next. And then I got 4426, you'll be on next. Let's just say this. These three great Western religions, and I said this earlier, cannot be part of our ancestry. If you look at the great architecture, if you look at the great sculptures that are around the world, the woman has never had her body concealed, and all you see were her eyes. Never in any of the writings of our ancestors, even today, if you go over there, ain't nobody that covered up. But somehow the three great religions had the nerve to say that the woman must be sanctified, and they covered her up, concealed her, and gave her the name Holy Ghost. And so from that forth, to wake us up to the point that we are talking about a misogynist system. I'm going to go to right here, 1877. Go ahead.
All right, greetings, Dry Bones. How are you tonight?
Greetings. Go ahead, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just I guess I want to get my woman's point of view. I think the moon is beautiful. It's Eastern time here. I believe it's at 3:07 a.m. for the people who live on the Eastern world. So I guess we have to set our alarm clock to go out and watch the moon turn red. But this is my first time learning about the red moon, blood moon, and I see it as definitely a sign from the Creator, and perhaps the Creator is a woman, which would be a beautiful thing for them, woman. I think that the signs for the moon is for the evil spirits that's here on Earth, that the fallen angels that actually came down and mated with the flesh, blood humans that actually I believe that the creators of the white race. But I think that the blue moon is to let them know that their time for ruling and corrupting the world and is coming to an end. And I believe that's why we're in such fast pace of trying to, you know, they put the black man in position to introduce the chip, you know, through the Obamacare. They are trying to figure out how to implement the new world order. And I don't think they're going to be successful. I think the moon coming out is to let them know that the creator of all is going to prevail. And he's going to eliminate the evil spirits that's out here ruling the world right now.
Well, you know, I like how you put that. The creatress, and then for a male, it'll be called creator. So, and the brother said earlier, I believe, every god in the ancient world had a cohort, or which would be a goddess. We have not known that. Every single one had a cohort. So it's important to understand that. Then I heard you say about God may be a woman. For those of you who are into the secret hidden knowledge, the widow's son most definitely be a woman, because if all of you look down, this was told to me, and it made sense once I first heard it, you look down at the middle of your belly, and you have an umbilical cord. And that umbilical cord is always there. Now, for those of you who say that God never changes and he changed not, then that would be upsetting to know that then you could not, it already changed, because you can't find nobody who came out the side of a rib. You ain't found nobody who came out of the barbecue rib. Nobody. Ain't no real person. Nobody said, oh, I came out the side of my husband. Or my kids came out the side of my husband. Real. Right there was the big lie there. That's the biggest of all. But it's brainwashed into you so hard that we can't come out of it. And, of course, you all know that is the cable toe. That is the cord. That is the cord that all humanity must have. And you fed by her. She is the Baphomet, both male and female. They call them hermaphrodite. Look up hermaphrodites on Google and tell me they don't exist. Next call, 4426.
Hey, what's up, Brother Dry Bones, Tony on this end. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
All right. Okay. I want to kind of piggyback off of what my brother from, I guess, New York was saying about, you know, some of the sacrifices and some of the stuff that they do. And we kind of have to take it back to the science of things. And we talk about the blood moon and the reason for it being red and the whole nine. What we got to understand and what we got to realize is that when you talk about the science of the blood, the moon being red, and so much as we have actually have to associate that with the colors and the light. I know I might lose a lot of y'all, but if you just hear me out, you'll kind of understand what I'm getting at. Okay, so, and to break down the science of it, is that we have to understand that those higher beings, you know what I'm saying, those etheric beings, they were created of the green light, higher vibrations. Then those lesser beings were created of the red light, you know, lower vibrations. So now when we talk about people like the Jews, and when we talk about, you know what I'm saying, the Khazars and people of those natures, those beings that use their reptilian state of mind, who are not on the higher levels of density as we might be, they use they see it through the red light. So they give praise and worship to those beings that, you know, of lower density. The lower the density, the you know what I'm saying, the light is red. You see what I'm saying? So when you get down to those beings, those people who give sacrifices, and those beings who you know, have those cults, and then they give in to their carnal desires, their light is of the red light, and they give all of that sacrifice to those gods that they worship of the red light or of the lesser light. That light vibrates at a lower level versus a blue light or a green light that vibrates at a higher level. So we could never do those things, and they actually took that science from us. And so what they're doing is they're just worshiping those gods, you know, that are on a lower level of light. So they take this time, this opportunity for the blood moon, and they give into their carnal nature, and they do all of the sacrifices, and they do all of the things that, you know what I'm saying, and they talk about Easter, which they're giving it right back to Ishtar. You see what I'm saying? A time of
right.
renewing. You know what I'm saying? And they took all of that back. They took all of that from us. You see, so I kind of hope I made myself clear when I was talking about the lights and how they vibrate on a higher level and on a lower level.
Well, I was just going to simplify if they didn't understand. The rainbow, those are frequencies of light that shine through our universe on a regular. So you're absolutely
exactly.
on some...
Exactly.
That's right. Also, what you just said, y'all remember that movie came out called The Purge? It was like a sacrifice where they let everybody just kill whoever they wanted that day, and all would be forgiven. You know, I know things seem far-fetched, y'all, and y'all think, oh, no, they would never do that. But when they kill millions, you just heard Dr. Ngimi tell you what the Congo going through. Those are sacrifices. Young kids going to war. That's a sacrifice. War is a sacrifice to the war god. Now, the war god happens to be Mars. That's why this is very unique, because it is encompassing Mars with this. That's one of the reasons why many of the prophetic people are using this in their scriptures, because, of course, they realize the blood sacrifice of Mars. Now, there are so many scriptures where, you know, the Babylon, the blood would be high in the city. Well, you know, a lot of these cities that is described in the Bible are allegoric cities of a future time. There really was never any blood in the Nile River other than the blood of the Fertile Crescent, which their river base was so red, it turned the river red. So these are things that they took and seen. But what they're talking about, and what the brother just said earlier from brother from New York, you know, it may not be good for us in these stages. The sacrifices that we're taking, like the sister said, black men being shot, women. We keep talking about black men. Y'all know how many women have been killed? Risha Boyle, Alicia Thompson, Rashida McBride, Miriam Carey, Marissa Alexander, Ayea Jones, Idea Pendleton, and all, I'm just naming the ages. The highest, the lowest age is 7, and the highest age is 34. So we have a range of women being killed as just as much as men. So there is a war on both the male and the female. But who would y'all think would be the most likely to get it? It would have to be the female. No matter what they can do to us, the female will have to be the one who have the most blood on her hands. When I say blood on her hands, I mean, really, she'll be the one who now is doing the abortions. And that came from, we talked about this earlier, the Negro Project, eugenics, Margaret Springer, Planned Parenthood. Now Bill Gates owns Planned Parenthood, and they're promoting at a young age that you can have it yourself. What this is telling us, y'all, is that the state is taking control of our children right before our very eyes. They're doing it. When they come go to the schools, I don't know if y'all know that they are in the schools arresting little kids. They're crying.
And
5 and 6 year olds, you seen that?
Yeah.
And one other
quick thing that yes, I have. And one other thing that I like to mention real quick, you know, when you guys talk about the woman being God, and I'm in agreement with that. And one of the reasons for that is if you just simply look up mitochondria and DNA, there's a big difference between a woman and a man. A woman has that and a man doesn't. So therefore, the gene or the DNA or the bloodline can go further or will go further with the woman because she has the mitochondrial DNA. Without that mitochondrial DNA, the bloodline stops.
That's right.
I don't care what the man does.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So the woman, in that respect, is God because she has that a man doesn't. She has that mitochondrial DNA.
And those of you who don't realize this, too, when I mention the symbols of the Baphomet, and that's a male and female symbol. The only time this takes place is at the most earliest part of life was when we as men transform from a woman to a man. This is scientifically known. We are women before we turn into man. Period. If you argue with it just because you just refuse to look it up. But this is the facts. So this is a thing that we're talking about because we've been so screwed up with this lie about the man, the man, the man, the man. I'm a man. I love being one. I love women too. But the fact remains that we have been given these lessons by what I recall wizards. Y'all can call them what y'all want to, but they're wizards. They know exactly how to spin these stories. They taught us all this at an early age, y'all. We were little kids. We never heard anything powerful about women other than they cook. We used to watch Leave It to Beaver, Brady Bunch. All of them was subservient wives. Then you had Good Times. Then you had All in the Family. You had the Jeffersons. Good wives, subservient wives, because they kept her in place, and all our lives we've been programmed that way. And these things have went into our college. Notice college has 3 degrees, associates, bachelors, and masters. And it's 3 religions, Judaism, Christianity, Islam. Then it's 3 degrees in the arts of masonry. You can't tell me you find it as a coincidence. This is manufacturedly put together on purpose. And all of our people are falling into the same spell. If you go to church, you will hear only He, Father. He, God. Never mentioning a woman whatsoever. That's automatic off balance. It's automatic off balance. Because we are not in balance. And that's part of the Mayat balance. How can you have balance when you left the woman out? And the only time in Christianity let a woman speak, if she a preacher, and of course she must be a good one because, you know, she got to be able to make some money for the church. So she best be able to speak real good. And so this is what's going on. But again, like the brother said, I'm going to go back to some of the calls at the top. Y'all want to get on this call, and please hit the number one. There's a lot of room for open room. I see a bunch of y'all just listening. So I'm going to go back to the top. Let's see. Let me open the lines for some of y'all who was already. My brother from New York. Let me get a sister here. Let me get my sister here. Okay. Let me, but those of you who are on the line, who I got on the line, tell me this, if y'all can. Why is it that we as a male and female group of people have allowed the woman to be taken out of the spirituality? And we, some of us still to this day who are conscious, will say a prayer and will say he, Father God. Why is that, you think?
Can I just answer that? Let me just say one thing. I just want to say one thing, Dry Bones, with that. It's like, if she hasn't been taken out, it's like, in the media sense of the word, she has. But behind closed doors, what's the saying that they always say? Behind a good man, there's a stronger woman. It's more played out behind closed doors, the reality. That's why they're able to stay in power. You just said, why they able to do what they're doing? What if they off balance? Nation has an order of things. Now, whether it's out in the forefront, and they're saying it, and you're seeing it, they're not saying it, and they're not saying it. What I'm trying to say is that, obviously, they abide by the laws of nature because they're still in power. So the woman is really running the whole show. She let him go under the front and say,
hold on.
We say that about Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was running from George Clinton. He, all his decisions, he talked to her.
That's
and
true.
Said, honey, what am I going to do? But the woman always does that. She's out in the forefront in the media to see.
Okay, hold on. So wait a minute, hold on. Now, I'm hearing background noises. I'm going to have to go back to taking everybody one-on-one. Let me get a sister comment on that.
Go ahead.
Hey, give me a sister, 8848 or 1877.
Well, I feel that it has to do with the simple fact that they want to disbalance things. And in order, you know, to disbalance things, of course, they're going to have, you know, the oppression towards the woman. But that only happens here, because amongst them, amongst the powers that be, that doesn't happen amongst them. Because I know for a fact that the one who is in full control of what's going on is Michelle Obama. Why? Because I 2 weeks before he got into the presidency, I dreamt it. I had a dream, and it was revealed to me that she was the one making the changes.
So you're saying Michelle?
Yeah.
You're saying Michelle Obama is running Obama. Is that what you're trying to say?
She's running all the activities of, she is, even though Obama may seem to be in the forefront. Remember, she's part of the trilateral to begin with. But she's running that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's not hard to believe. Well, let's say this. And what the brother say from New York, I'm going to bring him back in and a couple of y'all back in. But y'all, those of y'all, if y'all walking around and making noise, you can hear it, guys. So if y'all can find a spot where y'all can talk without having a lot of noise, it'll be most helpful. There are powerful women. Queen Elizabeth, Queen Beatrice. We had Golda Meir. We had many. Matter of fact, the Indian president, she was assassinated. Boutros Ghali. I'm saying it wrong, but that was her coaster name. She was assassinated. There's been plenty of women rulers in some of these, I would say, Eastern countries. The West, which would be Queen Elizabeth, Queen Beatrice. But this part over here, America, has never had one. Now, I will say this, and I made this clear. There's been plenty of women behind the scenes that we really don't know how powerful they were. The daughters of the Confederates, powerful woman group to this day. Matter of fact, were very powerful during the Civil War. You have the feminist movement, very powerful today. Now, Maybe they know more than what we think they know. Now, women, y'all very smart, and y'all very, what does this moon, because I know many of y'all heard the moon affects you, affects your menstruation, it makes y'all moody, you know. Do y'all find it as a divine attribute, the fact that the moon is part of your, considered part of your makeup, part of your characteristic? Oh, let me get somebody. Hold on. Let me get her. Y'all two in here. Sister, what you think about that? 1-877.
I never actually thought about the being connected to the moon. I just recently found out that the moon was a woman through the Book of Enoch. But to answer your question earlier, I think a lot of it's been brainwashed in the Bible and in the Christian world for us to keep the woman, you know, raising the kids, in the house, be seen, don't talk. You know, that was indoctrined to us for so many years that, you know, we began to feel like we didn't really have a say in the society besides bearing the children. But because we are in the Aquarius stage, I think that we are waking up, and women play such a significant role and the family, and like you had said earlier today, Hillary Clinton and the other sisters said about Michelle Obama. Perhaps they, you know, they are running things. Of course, the men are strong. We need the balance of a man, but having a strong woman on your side can definitely help the man as well as the family. We strategize, we think things through, we look at things a lot different than the man. So I think having a woman on your team definitely helps the balance. And even in business here in our country, if you have a business and you include a black woman as your partner, you'll get a double benefit of being a minority and a woman. So they are recognizing the importance of having a woman present in our Western society.
Well, I'm gonna say this, and y'all, and I'm gonna bring everybody back into it. I'm kind of disappointed, and I'm gonna say this: in some of the reality shows that these women are portraying themselves in, the Atlanta Housewives, Mafia Wives, you know, basically. But they call themselves bitches, and they call themselves crazy names, and so forth. So maybe the woman don't know her power, as we might be led to believe. And the reason why I say that, and then when you mention the Bible, I'm going to say this to everybody who knows the Bible: most men were taken out by women. You know, it was a time when the Israelites in the Bible, you know, the story talks about King Jezebel and so forth, and how she seduced the Israelites into idolatry, and of course sex was rampant. They couldn't resist her. She had a temple of prostitution, and it was common amongst them. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Listen to how this reads. It was common for the heathen nations to practice this, and it was a barbaric act. Now, you see how that sounds. But those of us who know where barbarism came from, you would be confused reading that Bible, because you would say, wait a minute. They call it a group barbaric that was never barbaric. Barbarism came from the northern regions of the earth. Yet they have attributed this to parts of the earth as being barbaric, Gentile. So it's been in our mind as a classification war of women being seductress, being able to seduce. And she's used as sex. And even today, the power of the woman is basically used as a sex tool for merchandise. You can't have a car unless she's laying on top of it. Many of these games have sexual context in them. You know, there's always a male and female war with that. And do y'all ever see this? Let me bring a few of y'all back in. 777. Got 777 back in here. I'm gonna bring 8557. And I know 8557. You've been quiet. I know you gotta say something. Is there Oh, man, I know you got to say something. Do y'all think there's going to be any time that we will be able, because the woman is a powerful being in our lives. Our mothers nurture us. Many of us always say mom. But why is it that in normal relationships, we have a hard time in understanding? And maybe that has to do with some of the changing that's being taken place as well. Maybe this is the year, the time of enlightenment of the male and female principle. Could this be the male and female principle finally coming to unification and enlightenment?
Well, Brother Dry Bones, I think that, like some of the other guests also mentioned, the importance of balance. And so it's the incumbent, you know, powers that be, they also have to follow the same principles of Maat also. Otherwise, there, like you said, their witchcraft wouldn't work. So it's still there's still a format and a natural order of things. So like you mentioned, there are you know, powerful world leaders or prominent female world leaders. Ellen Sirleaf Johnson, the president of Liberia. Like you mentioned, Angela Merkel, the president of Germany. The brother, Khnum Ray, mentioned that Hillary Clinton, we all know, will be the next president. So they also have to follow the same ancient principles. We know thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So they have to certainly adhere to the heavenly principles, and we have to adhere to those same principles here on earth in this physical existence as well.
Well, I'm just hoping that, you know, being that we all you men who are married or have girlfriends, you know there is no fury like a woman scorning. And so I just hope they don't get in power and just say, you know, y'all men be acting a fool for so long and they just happen to go, they go buck wild up in here. But let's just say that won't happen, but let's just make it clear that women, you do have a responsibility, like the brother said, to take on the role that is going to be given. But we must also look at the principles. Hold on. Also look at the principles of the ancients. They always are side by side. It's a perfect balance, like the brother said. If you look at Osiris and Aset, they are side by side. She's not in the front. He's not in the back. They are equilibrium. And they are in true balance. That is the one way. And their left foot is forward, so they both would trample down evil. Until that happens, then we won't have perfect balance. Go ahead, sister. What you going to say?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for trying to cut you off here. I'm sorry. In reference to the balance, and it's so funny because in the church system, you know, they disbalance all that. They make the woman, they oppress the woman. They make her, you know, seem like she's really, she has to submit to the man and so forth. And I've heard a lot of men in the church system is speaking in such a way. No, but woman has to submit to us. But then they forget about Proverbs 31. And it's so funny because you read Proverbs 31, and it's totally the opposite. The woman is really the one who's, you know, balancing things in the household, because she's caring for her children, she's working, she has a business, you know, contrary to the, you know, the belief that the woman has to be at home, you know, barefoot and pregnant, like they say. But it's all contrary to what Proverbs 31 says in respect to the woman. Secondly, I wanted to point out, in reference to all this conversation, it just came to my mind, Dry Bones, I don't know if you heard the news, that today was Gay Pride Parade in Miami Beach, and Gloria Estefan was the queen of it all.
Not Gloria. Did she do the They should do the Congo. She must have had a Congo line that was truly big. I bet that Congo line would all be too big. I missed that one. I should have done that Congo line. Unbelievable. Hold on.
But the reason why I'm saying this is because, I'm sorry. The reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, well, it's the gay parade. It's the Rainbow Coalition. And Gloria Estefan here in Miami, she doesn't present herself for nothing and anything. She's very on the low, low side. She will meet with Obama when Obama comes here, you know, because she's part of the, quote-unquote, the Illuminati. But then she lets her face be seen in the gay parade. That says a lot to me. I don't know about you, but that says a lot to me.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know down here as well as I do that Miami has a huge, large gay community and very powerful. For those of you to know it, they have the ability to shut you down if you speak against them. And this is also a principle of the female that the male has taken upon himself. We're going to get into that minute. I think somebody was waiting. Hold on. Keep that thought. Let me get this call right here because they've been waiting. 9240. You on the air.
Hello, hello.
How you doing? You on the air.
Very good. How you doing?
All right, bro.
Good. I want to thank everybody for their participation, everybody for their comments that's been put in, and everything that's been shared that is so needed. But what I want to know is basically, with everything that is going on, and I'm sure we all, everybody on this line can agree to this, is that the information is definitely necessary, yes, indeed. But what's more important right now is when are we going to start think tanks? Because it's not something that where it's going to be like, well, it's something that, well, we should talk about, or, well, you know, we should start having think tanks. It's going to get to the point where it's going to be detrimental to our well-being that we have think tanks, because we need to be anticipating every move and everything that's going to be happening. So we're going to need think tanks. And I want to know how soon we need to start having that right now. We cannot wait till when the things will start happening to fall down, so we start looking at China, because it's gonna take more than one energy, more than one mind. We have to synchronize our minds and start having think tanks so we can start anticipating the next move.
Hold the phone, bro. I'm gonna keep you on for a minute because I mean, me and you have spoke about that, and I know you are adamant about it, and it is important, y'all, that in this time, and I suggest that you take it seriously around people that you can have these type of think tank with. And the think tank, basically, like the brother say, we got to strategize on some of the things that are going on. Our biggest problem to me, I'm going to take somebody else because I see them hearing all this noise. Our biggest problem is, I'm going to keep the brother in. The biggest problem, like, and you on the line, I have you on the line, 9240. To me, our biggest problem is when we start to bring up money, our people seem to get a little offended with this thing about money. And be honest with you, everybody, and you know as well as I do, brother, you know, it's going to take some money or some type of cooperation. I'm not saying give your house savings. I'm not saying give up your life savings. But sometimes you're going to say, hey, what can we put together? And it must be around people you trust. I agree with you. You must be able to trust these people that you're around when you do these think tanks. What you think, brother? When you say a thing, how many people do you think we need to start a decent one, in your opinion? The amount of money might be taking.
Well, it definitely would have to start with like-minded individuals. And you have to start with some of these people that are on the line right now. At the same time, we cannot be foolish because we all intelligent people. We've seen things, we've heard the talks and people talk, and like, you know, me and you, we talk about this several times. I'm in the position where, though, I'm ready to go right now, but I'm ready to go with people that are serious. But at the same time, I'm going to be very conscious. There's a lot of things going to be straightforward, like you said about the money situation. People have to look at it like this. You're going to complain about money or not participating or you don't have this, you don't have that. But at this point in time, if you don't participate or do something, the money and whatever you complain about it, by the end of the day, you're not going to have it anyway. So you have a choice to make. Either you're going to be you're either going to go with the program, you know, you're going to be like some of these other Negroes out here. You're going to look the other way and act like nothing is happening, which right now, in the next few years, you can pretend that you don't know all you want to. It's not going to mean a damn. Because whether you want to, they're going to force you to participate. But you're going to have to have a choice to make. This is very, very, very serious. This is detrimental to where our well-being, our existence, especially if you have children. What are you going to live then? What kind of example are we going to leave for them? So we need to start to get together. And I'm serious. When we get together and me and Brother Dragons, we talk about this. I mean, you've got to the point where people that are coming, because we got to the point where at certain times we've gotten together as a group. But when that same group that we've gotten together, as we started going and progressing a couple of months into it, we found out we had spies in there. We got people spying on us and going back in town.
Yep.
Oh, my.
All these things, this is not a play thing. This is these people, like, these people are going to have to be held accountable. There's going to have to be accountability.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you this, and the brother said something earlier today, I was talking to Brother AA48. We watched the videotape, for those of you who don't know it. There was a stance. What state was that, Brother 8848? What state was that that did the stance against the federal government? AA48, you remember the stance to... They did the cattle. They had a standoff with the federal government, and basically, to keep it short, if y'all go look this up, there was a federal government in the state of Arizona where they wouldn't let these cattlemen let their cattle go through this line, which was a line of where they didn't want them to go. The federal government didn't want them to graze on the land, and they came in huge amounts. And I won't say over amount, but a huge enough amount that they were worried about the fact, and they had guns. Now, again, I don't want to go overboard because the federal government didn't really have an arsenal that they could have had. But the fact that they came out in a coalition made them have to think about, okay, we got to re-strategize because they came out. And they came out with their flags, and don't tread on me, the early flags that they used to have back in the Revolutionary War against England, don't tread on me. And they knew if they were to shoot these people on national TV, it would have been an all-out war because these guys were good old boys. They had their flags. They were good old boys back in the good old days. They had it going on. So they retreated. And from that, they wouldn't strategize, and we're going to talk about this probably on another show. And now they're coming back at them. Now, these are the same government that did David Koresh when they blew up Waco, Texas. And you know how they can be. And these are the same people that blew up the MOVE group in Philadelphia where they needed one house, and they blew up a whole block. So all I'm saying is, we need to be very cognizant of who and what we are talking to when we want to strategize on a high level. Right now, we're on a social level. But if we were to have a real sit-down meeting, the person who will reveal this in this day and era, I would hate to say, but the spook that sat by the door syndrome should happen. Because repercussions are able to harm each and every one of us. Do y'all know every movement had somebody who squealed? Every one of them. Every one of them. Our worst enemy is the person, and I said this on many shows, Miseducation of the Negro, who looked just like us. He would be the one sitting in there listening all day long, not knowing that he the one telling what we plan to get a loan or how somebody might give us the money. So we got to be very conscious of who we do it. I suggest you do it with longtime friends or longtime people that you have affiliation with. A sister brought a thing to me about profiling. At the beginning, I said, profiling? I don't know. I might not be with profiling. But you know what? You can't have, you got to be able to change of minds and all this, and this is a mind game. Profiling will have to be very much looked at, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, see, brother, what you're talking about right there is some of the things is very common sense is automatically tells you what's what. Because as soon as you have start engaging in certain conversations and certain people start hesitating in certain areas, even if it's a little bit, and they get a little uncomfortable by certain things you're talking about for your welfare and your well-being, right away you start backing up. Not to say that they say, it just means that, you know what, some of these people, basically, they're not ready. It's not personal.
Right.
They're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
So you back, you back off of those, and you let those that keep stepping in. And then at the same time, that's where the think tank comes in as well, because as a think tank, when you have like-minded individuals, we can come up with certain plans. We can come up with ways to go and filter something, people. Filter certain individuals as they come in into the organization.
Oh, and again,
these things are not comfortable to talk about. People say, "Well, we better get comfortable," because you know what? When these people get in their rooms and they sit down and they have meetings, when they leave, people die around the world. And I don't mean like not like two or three people. We're talking about thousands of people die. They're not playing games.
Yeah.
When they sit in the room in Manhattan, the corporate and downtown in Manhattan, or wherever they are, and they leave, when they leave, people die. This is not a game.
It's not a game. The Bilderbergs, like the brothers say, let's be honest, y'all. The brother said they have meetings. They had meetings all around the world, IMF, Federal Reserve. And usually when they have these big meetings, a war breaks out. Matter of fact, something must have been talked about before the Olympics. Because right after the Olympics, Russia act up. And the Olympics was in Russia. So you can see that they have strategized perfectly. Now, what we can do as people, and this can be done really simply, we have to take a course of action that is best fitted first for you and your perimeter, your home. Get that in straight. Then from there, those of us, you know, branch to those, and we have to strategize. I'm not going to tell you what some of the things we can do, but just investment groups. We have to sit down sometimes and say, you know, we scared to look at the stock market. We've been scared of it, but no one ever taught us. We never thought about looking things up to see. We never thought it. We must become a global people, y'all. And the reason why I say that is because, if y'all want to know, listen to this. This was the fourth global conference. Listen to where this is at. It's in Prague, y'all. Prague, Russia, which is Russia. And it was on May the 7th and 6th, 2013. The name of this conference that was held was called Evil Women and the Feminine. I'm not lying to you. The name of this conference was called the Fourth Global Conference, and its title was called Evil Women and the Feminine. This is in Prague. You see what we're talking about. These people are having conferences. And like the brother said, when they come out with action. They come out with people ready to get act. We used to be like that in the 60s based off the civil rights movement. But you see, that was not a strategized, thought-out plan. Because now we can see the mistakes of the civil rights movement. See, it was a time when none of us could see it because we was young. But we see the mistakes of the civil rights movement was very, very, very detrimental to us all. It did not fulfill because they did not go and have a progressive think tank that should have been in place to this day. Do you know that we do not have a think tank as a group of people? We do not have a think tank, y'all. And what they did was they destabilized us with the civil rights movement. Then they brought in the feminist movement, which took our women to another level, which said, hey, you can't have a man in the house. And now somebody making too much noise. So then after that, you got these problems going on. Now, we have to say to ourselves, a lot of this is our fault because we progressively emerged ourselves into the foolishness. Even when people came to us and told us this was wrong, we argued with them and said, no, no, y'all know what you're talking about. But right now, my brother made a point that I have to agree with. Calamity is coming, y'all. I can't tell you it's going to come in the whole one time, but it's section off calamity, meaning that it can happen. Something can happen in California that still will affect you over here, even if you don't get affected by the calamity in California. Because sometimes food, trucking, and different things have to come to you from these places. And so from there, you have to wonder, what are you going to eat? How are we going to eat? These things should be already strategized amongst us if they have. And like the brother said, we're going into an astrological changing of the mind. I'm going to get some more people here. So we're going to be on the last few minutes. But I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to ask people, if I hear a lot of noise, I'm going to have to take that off. I still got 4462. I didn't get to the other brother. 4462, you out there?
You mean 4426?
Yeah, 4426. That's you. Okay, stay on there with me. Okay.
Yeah.
I got 8177. I got you on. I got brother 777. I got you on. And I got my brother from New York. All of you are on. Please. If I hear a noise, they're going to make me have to take somebody out. Please, though, let's try to get some understanding here. The brother mentioned think tank. Is that why we can't get that together? Somebody in
If I could say something real quick on that, you know, one of the things is there's strength in numbers. We fail to realize that because we too self, you know what I'm saying, we too much for self. It got us thinking that this is the land of opportunity and every man for himself. That's our problem right there. We won't come together because we don't realize the strength that we have is in our numbers. So they create this false perception and this false reality of us having this every man for himself. You know, if I could do it, then you can do it. Yeah, and that's not the reality of things. The reality of things is we got to have strength in numbers.
That's right.
Listen, they say that all the time. Listen, Beyonce just made that song, Independent Women, Independent. That independent, when you hear that word, you need to run away from that word because we're not independent people. We need each other. We're a village. So they got you on an independent thought process. You do it like the brother just said. It's all about me. It's all about my family. Forget about my neighbors and what they do.
They're not independent.
The neighbors is the
village. Definitely not independent.
So we need them.
Like you said, like the brother said, they go to these Bilderberg meetings and they come out together.
Exactly. That's something, that's a thought process that we have to get over. That's been, like Five Bones would say, if I'm going to take words from him, that's what makes us in the predicament that we in right now, because we think too much independent. We see all these rap artists and all these people that's getting money, Jay-Z and all this fabulous life of everybody, and it's just them, and they're taking care of their family. So in our mindset, this is a program meant for us. Like, you only going to take care of your family. I'm going to make sure. But what about your brothers and sisters that live right next door to you? You don't care about them. Like, why are you asking me for, like, we all need to be together. So it's just a mental process that we got to get through right now, man. We have to be more community-based, orientated, and more independent.
Hold on, give me a minute, 0638, you on the line, I think you just came in, 0638.
Yes, sir, but Dr. Drybones, how you doing this evening?
All right, brother.
One thing, One thing we have to recognize as a whole is that we have to know the characters. You know, right now we've been, you said a while ago, they may be at a 45-degree movement on us. However, it's slightly more than that. One thing we're dealing with the faction of is Zionism as it, at its whole. You know, we have to recognize the characters. That is the whole idea around the Bilderberg movement. It's a Zionist movement, and we have to recognize the characters and players in this whole thing, because he who controls the money controls everything. And right now, the Zionists are everywhere. They're the ones running the corporate media. They're the ones behind the principles of power movements. It's at full strength. So right now, like Brooke said, you know, I mean, we have to forget about just not being, not caring and being for self. We have to all come together on this, and we have to understand the players in this movement.
And I want everybody. Yeah, me too. That's real, Bob. But remember, y'all, when we say know thyself, we are not saying being selfish. See, that concept
exactly.
Must be understood. Know thyself means knowing your inner being. What's happened is we have been fed that, and everybody knows this to be true, this is the land of opportunity. You can make it. You can do it. And most of the world believes this. When they get here, I've talked to many people who come here, and they think this is America. Shit don't stink. It's like they believe that they got here, and because their country is so messed up, they don't know the reason why their country's messed up. They don't know the reason why they have to leave their homeland based off the greed of these corporations using that new day people. So you're right. We're fighting people who don't know the players. We have to keep telling them who the players are. And then if we know the players, then we have to strategically say, how can we maneuver ourselves through this without having to jeopardize, and that's say, our lives. But then we get to the final part of this. Your life, y'all, is... Hold on, 90 seconds, but we're going to keep this going for a minute. Your life is actually, as a progenitor... And your life continues on through your seed. Even if you die, you're still here. You cloned somebody already. You know, people don't realize you've been cloning for a long time. They call your children. So you live through them. Now, what is going to happen to your children, y'all, when you know we ain't got these jobs ain't happening?
That's right.
We're starting to see Detroit. I'm trying to get Brother Pickney. On the radio, Detroit is collapsing. No one talks about it. And that's another reason why we're so self-centered. And people in this particular state is some of the most self-centered people, because we are the Sunshine State. You know, our weather is the greatest. We got, you know, everybody's half naked. You know, most of the people who wear shorts all day long, you know, we got it going on. And we could care less about
the only thing I want to say to you about that is that Disney World is in Florida. This country is a big Disney World of illusion. That's it. There's Disney World. It's in California and it's in Florida. So you're living in an illusion. And that's what they want. They casting that. That's the spell that they casting on y'all. Illusion. Everything is beautiful. Everybody comes here to... And go. It's wonderful. You go to Disney World, everybody needs to take their kids. And Disney, listen, I've been there four times when I was a kid. Beautiful. But that's the reason
I like to say that.
Everyday life. That's horrifying.
Hold on. Go ahead, brother.
Look at that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
I like to say that we've kind of lost focus on the biggest, kind of measurement to this is the family unit. The wedge that has been driven between the male and the female, especially the black male and female, it's probably been their biggest accomplishment, and us not being able to achieve this, a proper reaction and to this onslaught. So until we really take it seriously by healing that wedge created, We're going to always be on that, on the offensive and on the defensive when it comes to these matters. So we have not really engaged in each other and trying to really put that unit back together economically, physically. I mean, I like to make a quick reference to, there was an incident a while back. I don't know if you guys remember. It was about Nelly. He had a video where he was sliding a credit card between the cracks of a female's behind. And there were some sisters that stood up at the college that he went to, and they protested against that. And there was no brothers. There was no effort of brothers to go back and really support these sisters, these young girls, these young college women. And that they went, though it went away, that incident really still sticks to my mind today, to show how we have basically distanced ourselves from each other so far apart. So yeah, we'll never be able to combat this onslaught if we have not begun to heal that unit again, that male and female relationship, especially the black male and the black female relationship. As we talk about these energy principles coming in, we mentioning the female being God, et cetera, et cetera, it has become more lip service than actual action. And that's the detriment of the whole society. That's the detriment of the culture, of the race.
Right.
So until we begin to really heal that, and really show examples to these young ones, man, that, you know, we must defend the race. And defending the race is strengthening the unit. What is the unit? It's the male, the female, you know, the future wife, you know, the future husbands. We have
not
began to really repair that damage, and that's really the crux of the whole situation. You know, we have allowed our women to remain defenseless in this onslaught. We have not raised men strong enough to defend them and protect them. And that's what you see happening today is exactly what's the result of that. So until we really begin to, again, when we talk about this incident, this blue moon, and the doom and gloom aspect of it, we got to look at it as not necessarily a doom and gloom, but maybe a chance to tap into an energy that can probably invoke the male and the masculine to begin to really present themselves, you know. And that might be the chance, or this might be a chance for us to really engage that. So
I think
we kind of really have to look at it from that angle as well.
I think it is. I think this is a time. We're in the age of Aquarius. Everything's unfolding. All I'm doing is tonight. I think the sister, tell us the time that's supposed to be seen on Eastern Standard Time. That's tonight. Well, soon as after 12.
No, it's tomorrow.
What time
they
say?
Tomorrow night at 3:07 a.m. and it's supposed to last for 50 minutes. But
I also wanted to
add on what the brother was saying. I agree with him 100%. I think what black people as a whole. I think that we have to understand that our race here, the Americans here in our country, I think that we have to realize that we have our family unit and division and jealousy and going against each other has been implanted in us in so many years that when the brother said the think tank, which is a marvelous, marvelous idea, come together, you got people that still have don't have love in their heart. I think that's what it is. Our black people, we need love. And that's one thing that I see on your show. You allow people to come in and other radio shows to give them blasts. You talk about other events that's going on in the community. You're showing love within your community. And I think more of the listeners need to take heed to that. And when we do come together with a think tank, We should create it as a business, like you're saying. Those other organizations that come together, they have meetings. We should have someone that specializes in economics, science, math, agriculture. We should use the radio show to try to brand those kind of people so that we.
I'm in agreement, and it doesn't have to be under the name of Drive On. I'm going to make a decree out for everybody. If we can pull it together through where all you on here that are serious about this, you could easily contact myself, and it does not have to be in the name of Dragon, but it could be a meeting place where y'all can meet. We can meet. We'll set up a meeting place. I know some of you are in different states, but we have the means to have meetings through the internet. This was already talked about, but we have not brought to fruition. And maybe this is the night that it can be brought to fruition, because we're on the crest of a astrological phenomenon that we should embrace. Those of us who are in the knowledge of knowing and not afraid of that energy, we need to embrace it. And let's try this, everybody. Let's try this.
That's a great idea. I think we can do it. We have enough organizations that have divided us, and everyone having their own agendas, but I think working on this unit should be the goal, and getting us together, working with our sisters and brothers. I mean, really working with them. I really think that we got to boost our sisters up. They've been taking blows for too long, and a lot of these, it's time for us men to kind of really step up and really help to get this fortification up. And this energy might be a chance for us to really come out and really mean it. So, all the brothers out there that are listening, I would say, probably take a chance and really go out, even if you don't see anything, but symbolically come out and open up to the energy of the universe and feel it, because it is feminine in its origins. It is, and like you said, every one of us got a label saying that we were tied to umbilical cord to most likely a feminine being, a feminine energy. So if that's coming into this hemisphere, it's returning back, go out and reach out and tap into it, and we can build from there. I think that's time for that.
Let me just say what he just said, and more so because we're gonna leave it a little up. Yes, whatever your thought pattern is, go out there, check it out. I did that a while back when they had the lunar eclipse last year, a year or two ago. And let me tell you, it's beautiful just to see. But this time, know the knowledge behind it and embrace the knowledge behind it and watch it emanate into your own body. Because that's where we say our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And what is that knowledge? That is the knowledge of the universe, which will be self. And so in doing so, this call tonight, I hope, elevates everybody to take action. Red is an action color. It has a lot of meaning. When you see red, you know automatically to stop. You know automatically. When you see red, you see red lights, you automatically go into a caution mode. It has a lot of connotations. But tonight, let's take that red that's going to emanate from that moon and use it like the goddess Nut, who encompassed the belly of her over the earth, and know that this is what it's about, the feminine principle coming back into her and her order with the male principle together.
Well, there's nothing.
Not fighting.
Nothing.
And the women should all...
Go ahead. The women should what?
No, I was... No, go ahead, sister.
I'm sorry. The women should listen to her dreams, especially in her cycle, and write down those dreams, because they will have a lot of symbols, a lot of the messages that will help not only herself but the people around her and the nuclear family.
Well, I'm going to say this. I want everybody to realize that the women are also known in these movies as the Oracle. A lot of movies like the Matrix, she was the Oracle. These things are not done by chance. But before we leave tonight, I want to thank all of y'all, because this call tonight may be the one call that brings a lot of us together. Contact us. We will try to either make it at a location, or we will go for an internet type of meeting. Hopefully, I want to give a shout out also for those who are in the Tampa, St. Pete area. They're going to have that event which will be, I think it's going to be April the 25th, which will be a Saturday, in St. Petersburg. Movement for Change is having something there. Should be a concert. You can go on their website, Movement for Change, and get the information. And next week, I'll probably have more information on Saturday to give you the locations. But those of you in the St. Pete, Tampa area, Lakeland area, Clearwater area, surrounding areas, please try to participate. This will be a conscious meeting of the minds. We might meet people there who are just like what we are talking about, who are able to move. This is about connections, y'all. You never know who you might meet. You never know who might meet you and set things off in your spirit. So let's do this thing. Let's keep this thing going. I want y'all to realize I have witnessed the viewership. I think I sent y'all a text when it was at 3. It has went over to, I think since Dr. Ngimi came on, we have almost 6,000 call listeners. So I appreciate to everybody. I thank you. It's not me because I can't think of everything. I am not able to figure out it all. We are not going to tell you that I am the son of God because I sure am not. But I am a son of the gods. So we will go from there, take it till Wednesday night. We should have a guest that we're trying to confirm now. We're trying to get some of the people from Venezuela to give us a perspective of what's going on in Venezuela, and also our brother Pickney to find out if we can find out what's going on in Detroit to give everybody a perspective of what is taking place financially and how they are trying to destabilize all these countries to bring them other. Brothers and sisters, you are the last resistance. Understand that. Our counterparts do understand that. We will talk about that also Wednesday, about the cattlemen who stood up, and hopefully we'll get more clarity on that. But this country, corporation UN, is the last resistance that will fight tyranny. You black people should know tyranny has always been with us, and we have always fought it as tooth and nail, and we do not need to stop now. I thank everybody. Let's do this thing.